E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. The prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey has hit a new significant hurdle. Eric Tucker has the latest from the federal court in Alexandria, Virginia.
The stated purpose of the arguments was on a defense motion asserting that the prosecution against him is vindictive. But the actual headline came near the end of the hearing when the Justice Department, in a fairly remarkable concession, acknowledged that not all grand jurors were present for the return of the second and final indictment in the case. Comey's lawyers say that that is grounds for dismissal. The judge said he would take it under advisement and that it was too weighty of an issue to decide from the bench.
Congress is sending President Trump a bill to compel the Justice Department to make public its case files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
We will continue to follow the law, again, while protecting victims, but also providing maximum transparency.
A Russian drone and missile attack on Ukraine's western city of Ternopil killed at least 25 people today, including three children. The attack hit two apartment blocks. Meanwhile, Romania and Poland scrambled fighter jets in response to the attacks. Russia claims the strikes targeted Ukrainian energy facilities and military industrial targets. The Israeli military carried out more airstrikes in southern Lebanon, targeting what it claims are Hezbollah weapons storage facilities. Meanwhile, hospitals in Gaza report Israeli strikes killed 21 Palestinians there. Back in this country, Representative Sheila Cherfalus McCormick of Florida has been indicted on charges of stealing federal disaster funds. The Democrat is accused of using the money to aid her campaign. And health officials now say at least 31 babies in 15 states have been treated for botulism in an outbreak tied to ByHeart formula. Investigators in three states say the formula can still be found on store shelves despite a nationwide recall. This is AP News. Nigeria is suffering through a spate of attacks and school kidnappings.
The president of Nigeria, Bola Tinubu, is putting off his departure to the Group of 20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa. His spokesman cited security breaches in Kebbi State, referring to the kidnapping of 24 schoolgirls Monday and a separate church attack where gunmen killed two people. Civil leaders where the school is located say the tragedy could have been avoided if security forces had acted on information about suspicious movements days before the attack. One 15-year-old student who was abducted managed to escape. Her father, Usman Muhammad, says no child will go back to the school if adequate security is not provided. More than 1,500 students have been abducted in the region. In Lagos, residents interviewed by the Associated Press, like Ogun Dimu Peter, say the lack of protection raises questions about the competency of every level of government.
They don't really know what they are doing in the government. It's better for them to just resign and just leave.
I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas.